Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Everyman Show. This is Alan Damian DeBosco. You can find me on Facebook. Well, let's see. Black Lives Matter. ISIS has been out of the news. They don't have any more names for Al-Qaeda. Looks like Barack Obama wants to rename Mount McKinley to Denali. I assume pretty soon the president is going to tell all European white people, you need to go back to your original countries from 250 years ago. That's right. As the president of the United States, I declare you leave the United States immediately. Your citizenship has been denounced. The man is insane. You know, every day it just gets more and more and more ridiculous. Hillary's got 30,000 emails. And now they're saying, well, you know what? 150 of them, 200 of them are classified, but they weren't classified when she sent them. They weren't classified when she stole them. They weren't classified when Uma Abedin stole them from the skiff room. Yeah, more than likely, folks, nothing's going to happen to Hillary Clinton. Just like nothing happened to Bill Clinton. Just like nothing happens to any other president that breaks the law. Or any other, I don't know of anybody else who ever did anything that crazy. It just seems as though we are in a twilight zone. We're still in the Alice in Wonderland party that Obama threw the day after he was elected, 2008. It doesn't seem like it's going to get better. It seems like it's going to ramp up. You know, we all know now that, well, you know, Black Lives Matter is going to result in black lives being splattered, and more we're going to see people going crazy, acting insane, not fully understanding their actions are going to result in reactions from, who knows, maybe the FBI will give them a knock on the door one day. Maybe they'll be indicted on a murder that they didn't commit, a robbery they didn't commit. But from now on, they're going to be suspect. Rabble-rousers running around screaming, you know, pigs in a blanket, kill cops. There's going to be a price to pay for that. Because at that point, you pretty much cross the line. You pretty much cease to make any sense. And who knows, maybe the Everyman Show doesn't make any sense. Maybe I don't make sense. Maybe 222 years of war don't make sense. Maybe the fact that the Nazis have taken over the federal government don't make sense. Maybe the fact that Monsanto's GMOs cause all types of diseases and vaccines cause autism doesn't make sense. Maybe it doesn't make sense that 2 plus 2 equals 4. We know it doesn't make sense that 2 plus 2 equals 5. We know that it doesn't make sense for there to be a drug war when we know that the government brings in the drugs. We know the drugs come in on C-130s. And we know that these things can't be denied anymore. Although they're going to continue to hide these facts, we know them to be self-evident. Far too many people like Tosh Plumlee and other such whistleblowers. You know, all I can say is humanity's in trouble. They're spearheading freedom. Actually, I should say they're spearing freedom. I mean, it just, how do you get kids to understand that when the government engages you in the streets, when you see other people throwing trash cans and firebombs and Molotov cocktails and burning buildings and beating white people up on the street, it's kind of, you know, it's really not cool. It's not the thing for you to be doing. These are game changers. These are life changers. You know, a felony assault record attempted murder record, burglary, bank robbery, you know, strong-armed robbery. These are life-changing, game-changing events for a young man or a young woman. We've seen the video of the lady getting beat up in the church. I mean, look, let's face it. I turned off Facebook 2 days ago. I am off Facebook for the rest of the week. I'm staying off Facebook. I don't want to look at it anymore because it doesn't make sense. What does make sense is that George Soros and his money, $200 million to Al Sharpton's groups, to go out and destabilize and cause riots. Maybe blacks have been overly profiled. Maybe they asked for it. Maybe walking down with your pants hanging around your ankles and your hat on sideways, you know, smoking a spliff as you go down the street. Maybe that is the thing that doesn't make sense. Maybe that's the thing that gets you profiled. Yeah, you think they're not watching? They're always watching. So you want to go on Facebook and talk about your partying escapades, how much dope you smoked that weekend, how much dope you're going to smoke that night. You know, hey, guess what's going to happen? You're going to get a knock on the door. You're going to get some spooks following you around town, seeing what you're doing. You know, whether you believe it or not, they don't like you going on Facebook and talking about these things. And I guess the militarization of the police is going to continue. I don't think they're going to slow down on this. I don't know if they have to at this point. You've given up enough evidence. You've given them enough motivation. I just don't see police relenting at this point. Why would they want to? Why should they? Look, they're sworn to protect and uphold the law. If there's going to be mayhem in the streets, then they have to confront that mayhem. Just because you have nice signs and T-shirts and braided hair and you weigh 289 pounds, 5 foot tall, doesn't mean you can go out and yell and scream about history. You weren't there. The people you're yelling at weren't there. Bernie Sanders wasn't there. We know Barack Obama wasn't there. We know Al Sharpton wasn't there. We know Jesse Jackson was not there. So what's the point? The point is that it's millions of dollars, it's money, it's 15 minutes of fame, it's an acknowledgement that you're supposedly making a change in history. Al Sharpton will be the death, in my opinion, of tens, if not hundreds of thousands of black people in 2016. As they unleash this thing, as this thing escalates, as it gets bigger and broader and meaner and uglier, Al Sharpton will be nowhere to be found. He'll be counting his money in a basement somewhere in Harlem. Mark my words. Just like clockwork. So, you know, what's really going on here? Why isn't anyone, anywhere, talking at all about the North American Union? Nobody out there that I've seen or I can even remotely find is talking about the fact that George Bush signed this country away in 2005, or that Joe Biden wrote the Patriot Act in 1995, or that 9/11 was 100% orchestrated by NATO, including Israel and the Saudis. You think countries don't turn around and fake false flag attacks on themselves in order to run an agenda? Then you don't understand anything about government and how they function. George Washington would hang a man instantly, no trial for false flag. This is the evil that splits a high, you know, this is what tears countries apart from within. You know, I tell people constantly, I say, you know something? You need to go listen to the State of the Nation address. As Gordon tells us what Snowden's emails were about. This explains 9/11. This explains who got paid off. This explains who was the head of agencies. This explains why Dick Cheney moved the military out of the, you know, North Atlantic. This explains so much. Susan Lindauer and Judy Wood. And that's where everything that's happening now, I think it all comes full circle from 9/11. Does 9/11 come full circle for the 1993 World Trade Center bombings? The Gulf War? Does it go back and come full circle to Ronnie Reagan and Contra and Oliver North and the cocaine and the drugs and the arms? Does it go all the way back to when Carter sanctioned Al-Qaeda? And then you can trace these same horrible acts of treason and deception back to probably 1776. Every 20 years, every 50 years, every 100 years, every 150 years, the same warring factions, the same disruption of the populace, the same rhetoric flows, you know, down the pike into the ears of people that are not ready to handle what they're listening to. They don't know how to decipher things. So you take it all you have a lifetime to learn. You have people that just accept the narrative, the mainstream media, the narrative. And you know what's amazing for me is that it, time after time after time, it's proven to be lies and deception. Mainstream media tells lies while insiders write books. The people that really know what happened in history are the people that read the books from the people that were there. Always contradicting the government's presentation, the government's explanation. Well, it is very true. You know, I look at Donald Trump, I look at Ted Cruz, I look at Rand Paul, I look at Fiorina, I look at, you know, the whole, this governor from Ohio, and I mean, I'm looking at people, you know, they want Bloomberg in there, I see. I'm sure Gingrich is in there somewhere floating around wanting to get in to this candidacy. And, you know, Jeb Bush, why don't you just move to Chaco, South America, where you can, you know, keep an eye on your children that you traffic in. And you can count your heroin, you know, profits. Hell, I don't know. You know what? I'm ending the Everyman Show tonight. I'm just not into it. Bye-bye.